Lawmakers give the nod to the new Road Traffic Act, and bills to strengthen local government reform passed in the lower house. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell.
Some of the cases we come across at Sesoka are extremely disturbing. One of the most troubling was the brutal rape of a 13-year-old. The only evidence we had was a stain on our school uniform, so we sent it to the Ministry of National Security Forensics.
After conducting a thorough analysis, we were able to find a DNA match in our database.
I am Enid Ross Stewart from Sesoka, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
A new Road Traffic Act was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The bill was piloted by Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy. The government took the decision to repeal the existing Road Traffic Act promulgated in 1938 and replace it with a new act that is in keeping with international best practices for road safety. Also, since the old act was promulgated, there has been phenomenal development in the design of motor vehicles and roads, thus rendering various descriptions and requirements in the act obsolete. Opening the debate on the bill recently, Dr. Guy noted that there was need for a new road traffic law.
The need because of outdated technologies that exist in the current vehicles that the act of 1938 spoke to, and the need now to ensure that we have something that is modern, addresses some of the issues that have been plaguing us on the road, and to bring this act into the 21st century.
The bill covers areas such as the establishment of the Island Traffic Authority and its functions, the road code, classification of vehicles, revocation of certificate of fitness, application, grant and refusal of learner's permit or driver's license, and offenses relating to the licensing of a driver. The legislation will be sent to the Senate for its approval. And three strategic laws, which are the fundamental planks to undergird local government reform, were passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. They are the Local Governance Bill, Local Government Unified Service and Employment Bill, and the Local Government Financing and Financial Management Bill. The pieces of legislation were piloted by Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel R. Scott. Commencing the debate on the Local Governance Act 2015, Mr. Arscott said, it is intended to create the framework within which local authorities will operate with greater scope and autonomy.
Additionally, it will provide new and clear standards of accountability for the local authorities and place extensive public consultations and participation at the heart of the new environment of governance.
The bill provides for, among other things, the establishment of a framework to accommodate the various types of local authorities, expand their mandate to include sustainable development and the maintenance of civic order. In terms of the Local Government Financing and Financial Management Bill, Mr. Arscott said the legislation seeks to identify sources of revenue from which the local authorities will be financed. It also provides guidelines and oversight mechanisms for the prudent financial management, accountability and transparency of local authorities. The bill also provides for the repeal of the Parochial Rates and Finance Act.
Mr. Speaker, this piece of legislation will provide a single comprehensive framework to address the financing and financial management of local authorities. This framework is expected to facilitate efficient and transparent local governance.
For the Local Government Unified Service and Employment Bill, it will provide a framework to address human resource management issues in respect of staff employed in the services of local government authorities. The bill will also facilitate the establishment of a competent workforce with the requisite skills, orientation, and commitment to local governance. The legislation will also repeal the Parish Council's Unified Services Act, the Municipal Service Commission Act, and the Poor Relief Officers Unified Service Act. The pieces of legislation will now be sent to the Senate for approval. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.